Wondering, is this tonight we get the call? Is this the night we lock and load? Is this the night we spray sappers at the wire? I'm an old hand at waiting. I learned that game back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Winelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fury! Going through 1967, we had to wait ourselves, time and time again. Wait for breakfast, wait for when we got up, wait for dismissal. I think the hardest wait ever came, though, one time we were out on patrol with General Fuddlebottom. He wanted to actually go on a search and destroy mission to feel what the men were feeling. And I thought it was a good idea. Because these guys, they assign you from their stinking desks, and you're out there in the heat of the firefight. You're out there with your tuckers in the mud. You're out there dodging incoming. So General Fuddlebottom came with us. And I remember we were creeping through some really dense brush when the general grabbed his guts and said, "Sorry, boys, gotta make a pit stop. The old digestion ain't what she used to be." He said, "Can I borrow somebody's shovel?" I said, "Here you go, General, use mine." He said, "Anybody got something to read?" I said, "Here you go." So the general went off to take his massive. He said, "Just stay right here. No firing unless I'm with you. I want to see everything." I said, "Roger." I said, "Wasniewski, Prokopek, Perez, you guys go ahead. Carter, Shapiro, Robinson, you stay here with the general." Well, our point man came back and said, "Sarge, you got to see this." I tippy-toed up to the point, and there was a whole NVA regiment in a stream taking a bath. I mean, there they were, the whole regiment in the water, buck-naked, soaping their armpits, laughing. And I look on the shore and all their weapons are leaning up against a tree. Their radio unattended. Sitting ducks. I mean, talk about upping your body count. Sweet! I went hot-footed back to the general. I said, "General," he said, "Hey! There's three times you don't bother a man. One of them when he's hobbling, when he's trying to get him some hobble, or when he's taking a massive. Don't bother me." I said, "But you..." He said, "You want to do something, you get me another roll of toilet paper." I'm thinking, "My God, General!" Wasniewski yelled, "Sir, you're starting to towel off." I said, "Oh, for crying out loud." I said, "General," he said, "I'm warning you. Upset my digestion and get my peptic ulcer kicking in there. Tell you what, that's a court-martial offense. I'll have you back to private in no time."
Hey, Jumpy, Jiminy, Cricket.
Yeah. So I went back to the point and I watched as they toweled each other's backs and started getting dressed. They pulled on their webbing. They put the grenades back on. They picked up their Kalashnikovs. They reinserted their bayonets. And fully armed and now smelling squeaky clean, that whole regiment marched off unscathed into the brush. I walked back to the general. I could still hear him thrashing around. I said, "General, still having problems with your doodle? You might want to try what we do out in the bush here. It's a little crude, sir, but it works because of the weird bacteria." He said, "What is it? I'll try anything. God, this is hell." I pulled the pin on a grenade. I said, "Just grit your teeth real hard and go, you'll be surprised what happens." That's the last thing I ever heard from the guy.
It's another Saturday morning with the Best of Grease Man Show. On DC 101.